feel a bit hollow today, actually. It's been a brilliant summer. When you think about the World Cup, if we look back on the whole thing and say we'd make a semi-final and then retain the Ashes, you'd probably say it's been a successful summer. But I guess when you lose a game like this, when we started the way we did in the Test match, there's a bit of a hollow feeling. But I'm sure when we reflect on it, we'll find a lot of really good stuff that's come out of it. Yeah, I think so. I think there's always the disappointment of losing a test match. As I said last week, it's more fun winning than losing. We lost this test match, so that's disappointing. But I'm sure there'll be plenty of time to reflect on what's been a great summer, lessons learned about the team, about people, about how we're going about our business. So there'll be plenty of reflection time over the next few weeks. Yeah, I think that's something we've got to get better at as well, how we back up after a win. And that probably comes with the maturity of the group. It's okay to fight back. And when you're underdogs, I suppose in a lot of ways Australians have always loved the underdog tag. To fight back from a tough loss is admirable. And we, you know, I said how proud I was of everyone for that. But then we've also, over the last couple of years, haven't necessarily performed at our best after a win. So really good teams can do that, and we haven't done that. We didn't do it after the first test at Lord's. We didn't do it after this test. I think there's been some test series over the last couple of years where the team hasn't been able to. I think that'll be part of the maturity of our side. Probably, if you think about where we lay in this series, we're not a great team yet. We're a good team. We're a maturing team. We've got some great players in it, but we're not. We're aspiring to be a great cricket team, but you've got to work hard and you've got to get consistent results to achieve that.
And it was, I guess, the Australian team that you started out in had to, I suppose, learn that ruthlessness. And similarly, when you coach at Western Australia, learning that ruthlessness is something that you've seen take effect in the team before.
Yeah, of course. And that comes with experience, and that comes from learning how to win. That becomes with players individually getting more experience and team working together. So those sort of things evolve. If I think back to the start of my career, 1993, we had some senior players, but we didn't necessarily win all the time. And that through Steve Waugh's era, we learned to do it, and we were ruthless in that. But we also had a team of great players, and we had seven or eight great players, and a number of very good players and a couple of good ones like me. So, but that takes time to develop and evolve.
JL, looking at the batting lineup, it would look like there's half the places are still open, aren't they, going into the first test in the summer? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely, Pete. I think if we cut to the chase, I thought our bowling throughout the series was absolutely world class. I think, you know, we talked throughout about the maturity, the healthy group of fast bowlers that we're able to have on the park all the time. The bowlers were brilliant. I thought Nathan Lyon as well, the way they all stepped up at different times, but we didn't bat well enough. I said at the start of the series, I thought the team that batted the best would win the Ashes. I said it consistently throughout, and we didn't bat well enough. That's the truth. I mean, Steve Smith was obviously outstanding. I mean, what a pleasure to watch. I mean, he's a brilliant young man, but what a pleasure to watch him bat. I thought the develop of Marnus was exciting, and he worked so hard. He's a bit in the Steve Smith mould. They're the sort of players you love to see do well because he works so hard. I thought the way Matthew Wade scored two centuries in this series, obviously including today, we talked about him knocking so hard to get an opportunity. He did that, and then to back it up with two test hundreds in an Ashes series, showed great fight and great skill. I loved how Matthew Wade's footwork. But we certainly fell short in other areas, and we need to work on that.
Has David's game deserted him? Has he reached that age as a player that's almost fallen away, or has he just had a cook series?
Oh, I don't think it's... You couldn't say. I mean, he had an IPL where he was the leading run scorer. He had the World Cup where he was the leading run scorer. But I think, talking frankly, I thought he let Stuart Broad get into his head, and I think he thought way too much about it. And I've seen it before, even with the great players, that they have these... Every now and then they have a series... And I talk about the all-time great players. They have a series where it's, I remember Gilly with Andrew Flintoff. I remember seeing Steve Waugh sit on the team bus in South Africa, and the guy who'd been a run machine for so long, he got out just before stumps. And I actually, in a sick sort of way, thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. So I don't think great players had lean runs. And I used to have lean runs all the time, but even great players have lean runs. And I'm sure David, we know he's a very good player. There's no question about that. But he had a tough, particularly against Stuart Broad. And sometimes, I used to have it against Murali, and I couldn't solve the issue. And it's so hard when you're trying to problem solve, and then you're in the middle of a big series trying to solve the puzzle. And in this instant, I don't think David solved the puzzle. And he'll be the first to admit that. He'll probably be very relieved. He gets on the Qantas flight in a day's time and doesn't have to face Stuart Broad for a while, I reckon. But he is certainly, there's plenty of upside still in his batting. Good question. I haven't really thought about that, actually. I think about Steve Waugh and Ricky Ponting, guys who have been all-time great players for Australia. We've had a number of them come through, and that will continue. I think there's huge upside to that system of doing things, if you like. But Trevor Bayliss, certainly from a personal point of view, and as a mentor, I'm sure I can learn a lot from TB if he's open to it. But he's a seasoned campaigner, isn't he? He's a seasoned campaigner. He's an Australian, I know he's done a great job for England, but I know he loves Australia as well, so yeah, who knows what could happen there. Yeah, Andrew, I've learned for over a long period, you never write off champion players. Doesn't matter what sport, you never write off champion players. They tend to come good, don't they? So he's had a tough series, no doubt about that. But he's also a champion player. So usually with champion players, they get a bit more time to come good. He had this series, didn't go to plan, but he's a very good, he's seen how successful he's been and the impact he can have on Australian cricket teams winning. So I'm confident he'll come good. Actually, I'm hopeful he comes good. A lot of things went well this series. I mean, we had six healthy fast bowlers for one. We talked about that. I think the camaraderie in the group was excellent. We went to Gallipoli before we came to the World Cup, and that was an unbelievable personal and collective experience for the players. I thought overall, besides probably the first innings here, we fielded pretty much very well. I thought we fought hard for a lot of the time, but the one regret is the way we probably batted. And we didn't turn up after we had a really good opportunity after winning the first test. We didn't necessarily turn up to the Lord's test as well as we could have, and we didn't turn up to this test match. Our preparation was great. The boys were buzzing before this test match. But on day one, we used to always talk about make sure you win the first session, and we didn't do that. And we're on the back foot because of that. But overall, there's been some great stuff coming out of this series. Yeah, that's another good. I thought the game in Hampshire was excellent. We talk about the philosophy of making it, making it really competitive to get back into the Australian cricket team. Hopefully, we can keep encouraging and promoting that throughout all of Australian cricket over the next few years. I thought that was a really positive initiative for that game in Hampshire. I thought it was a really good thing. It keeps players under pressure. They've got to be performing all the time. Probably Cameron Bancroft got selected because of his performances in that game, but also in his county cricket leading up to. I think the more guys that can play county cricket, the better. It's a lot harder to do that now. It used to happen a lot, and it's a great grounding, particularly for the batsmen. Manus is another great example of that. So there's, yeah, when we reflect on it and review it, I'm sure there'll be all those positives will come out of it.
So Barrett, your last, okay.
Just the honour of that and the preparation that's gone into this, how that it's done, what time do you start thinking about what do you want to achieve during the home summer? Do you have something in mind of what you want to achieve during the
home? Yeah, I'm always thinking about that. So we've got a T20, there'll be a real focus on T20 cricket coming up. We need to keep working to get this. I mean, with the exciting fast bowling group we've got, if I think I might have said a few press conferences ago that if we start batting well, we'll win a lot of games of cricket, because when you've got the depth of fast bowling talent we've got, we're going to Australia, we're playing two pink ball test matches. There'll be two good sides against Pakistan and New Zealand. Two pink ball or day-night test matches will be exciting. But if we get our batting group, it's a real challenge out there for young Australian batters. Yeah, the ones who want to step up and score lots of runs and work hard on their footwork patterns and their techniques and their ability to score runs. It's a pretty exciting time. So that's a big challenge moving forward.